Hi, I'm Matt Heath, and this is my friend Jeremy Wells, and welcome to our daily podcast, which we farted out sometime between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by MyRepublic. Even if you are listening to this courtesy of another provider, they won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits? What great New Zealanders they are.
And don't forget to subscribe, slag us off, and give us a 5-star review.
The Agenda.
Matt and Jerry Show Agendas are communal conversation starters. Ring us with your opinion anytime on 0800 Hauraki.
And on your agenda today, later, guinea pigs stolen in Dunedin, soon concrete tyres, but now Team New Zealand confident.
Team New Zealand's boat could become even faster. The team is tweaking Aotearoa as they approach. Is it called Aotearoa? Is that what the boat's called?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful name for a boat.
Just called Aotearoa.
It doesn't quite work, does it? As they approach crunch time, the finals of the America's Cup against Oracle Team USA, tactician Ray Davies has said they're working on a long list of changes to crank up the boat's speed, from tuning the wing to adjusting rudders. And Emirates Team New Zealand performance coach Murray Jones, also a great name, who helped mastermind Oracle's amazing come-from-behind win against Team New Zealand in San Francisco, has confirmed the tweak should make the boat go faster.
Well, that's interesting, Jerry. Now, a couple of points on that. Firstly, Ray Davies is a great name. It was the name of the frontman from the band The Kinks.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he was Ray Davies as well.
Oh, yeah.
And another point on that, is there any magic? Because they've been tweaking them the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like, they say, well, they've got another week to tweak them, but they've been tweaking and tweaking and tweaking anyway. It's not like it's new that they're tweaking.
No, you know they're always tweaking.
Yeah.
They're always checking out the data.
Mm.
And have you seen Oracle have got guys with massive long lenses hanging around on boats? Not very subtle, I wouldn't have said. Not very subtly spying. Like, they're actually sitting out on platforms.
Right.
Just taking photos of the new adjustments.
It's your foils. Hey, was it you? What happened to that campaign we started getting on the foils for Team New Zealand? Team New Zealand. Hashtag get on the foils. Did that take off?
No, it really took off.
Did it really take off?
Yeah, it took off, particularly with the baby boomers.
Well, so on Sunday, I mean, how many people are going to get on the foils on Sunday?
Well, that's the day. I mean, that's the day to do it, surely.
You get on the foils.
Yeah, if you get on the foils on the Monday, I mean, you've got to be a real professional if you can handle your job after getting on the foils.
In retrospect, I think why that campaign we started didn't go as well as the Red Sox is because you don't really say you're getting on the foils when people getting on the Whakamanas. No one's ever said they're getting on the foils before, so it didn't quite work.
No.
Yeah. Maybe it should have been buy a foil for the foils.
We set up a tinny house and people come along and buy a foil and all the money goes to Team New Zealand.
Why is it called a foil?
A foil, because it's inside tin foil.
Yeah, of course.
But I thought maybe getting on the foils, people thought that, you know, because I think when you, I've seen anyway on movies, when you make heroin, to inject, sometimes you put it in a tinfoil and you put it lighter underneath it. Is that how you do it? I don't know. I've seen it in the movies, and then it turns it into liquid.
Oh yeah.
And then you get the syringe and you suck it up. So maybe people thought that we were trying to say get on the heroin. Do you think?
Oh right, because we certainly weren't saying that. Get on the smack.
No.
For Team New Zealand.
No, well you'd end up missing the race.
Hey Jerry, I think we need to run a
snap poll
around this whole Team New Zealand thing.
Sure.
Yeah, and I was thinking, this is the question I was thinking about asking next on 0800 Hauraki. Would you rather we won the America's Cup and lost the Lions series, or won the Lions series and lost the America's Cup?
What a question.
What a question.
What a question.
Would you rather we won the America's Cup and lost the Lions series, or won the Lions series and lost the America's Cup? Because I always do these kind of equations in my mind.
This is a good one.
I have no power, but what would I be willing to give up?
It's like, would you rather your mum or your dad?
No, it's not.
Just the same as that.
Is it not exactly the same as that?
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells, the Hauraki Breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he's singing about that, to be honest, but he was very focused on bad things.
It was, because there was also Jeremy that was bit the lunch lady's breast.
Yeah. Bit the deepest reason, man.
He was focused on bad things back then, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
They all were around that area, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Okay, so we're running a
snap poll.
And the question is, would you rather we won the America's Cup and lost the Lions series, or won the Lions series and lost the America's Cup?
Oh, 0800 Hauraki, 0800 428 725.
What a question. Best of five decides it.
Oof, that's a good question. Here's Victoria from Whangaparoa. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, boy.
Hey, have you heard the song before?
Yeah, my little theme song.
Yeah, it's yours.
I think it's actually about a Russian prostitute, though, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And you're not a Russian prostitute?
Nah, Lithuanian, but not a prostitute.
Hey, Victoria from Whangaparoa, are you familiar with this song?
Victoria. No, not really.
Yeah. Great song.
You should have, it playing wherever you go.
Yeah.
Great song.
Sounds pretty good.
Anyway, back to the snap poll.
Interesting name, Victor. I'm just looking at it on the screen. Victoria.
It's Victory.
I've never really looked at it before like that. Interesting name. Victoria.
It's not a bad name.
It's a great name. It's a beautiful name.
It's victorious. So, Victoria. Victoria, would you rather we won the America's Cup and lost the Lions series, or won the Lions series and lost the America's Cup, or don't care about either?
Definitely win the Lions series.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. We're a rugby country. We're not really we're doing all right, but we're a rugby country. It's our sport.
Okay,
There goes one for win the Lions. Boom. Straight in the air with
Lions.
There we go. I'm just going to make a little list of this. One for Lions. One. Yeah, Victoria, thank you.
America's Cup AC, I'm writing down. AC.
Chubbs Heath, what a great New Zealander.
Yeah, I love
Good morning.
Chubbs Heath. G'day, Chubbs.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Ah, so good, Chubbs. Great to have you on the show. Welcome along.
Very good, very good. We got to win the rugby. Man, we just jump on this America's Cup bandwagon every, 4 years, three years? It's
right,
ridiculous.
Chubbs Heath. He's a man of the people, Chubbs Heath.
There you go. That's two for the Lions and none so far for Coots.
No. Here's Ricky the Rooster.
Coots.
Not Coots, no.
Burling.
It's Burling, Toots. Yeah. Coots was a while back.
Yeah.
Here's Ricky the Rooster, Glen Eden. How are you, Ricky?
Oh, not too bad, mate. You know, it's a Friday. There's a bit of moisture in the air, but, you know, it's a Friday.
Ricky, Lions or America's Cup? Which would you prefer us to win?
I would enjoy the America's Cup to win, to be honest, mate.
There you go. Boom.
Ricky.
You've kept the America's Cup alive, Ricky the Rooster from Glen Eden. Appreciate it.
Oh, mate. That's amazing.
You have a great day. You get on the foils.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Enjoy.
All right, Ricky the Rooster.
What a great New Zealander.
He's a great rooster. Brad. Morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Brad's a great New Zealander as well.
What a great New Zealander. Good morning, Brad.
Morning.
So,
hey,
which way?
Yep, I'm keeping us alive. I'm going to America's Cup.
Oh, he's kept it alive, Brad. That's what I like about Brad.
Everything all the time. Let's get the America's Cup back home.
There you go, Brad. You know, he knows how to play the game. You know, keeps it exciting.
Right, it was.
All comes down to lovely Rita, 29, of Henderson.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Lovely Rita, 29, from West Auckland.
He's speaking of great New Zealanders.
What is it? We've won enough rugby tournaments. I think we should go for the America's Cup this time.
Boom. Okay. Come from behind.
Lovely Rita.
Come from behind for the America's Cup. So it's official. New Zealand would rather we won the America's Cup and lost the Lions series than won the Lions series and lost the America's Cup.
But it's a close one, isn't it? It's a close one.
Mm.
We should run that again later on.
Can I just quickly play the chorus from that Victoria song again? Here we go. Everyone, it's coming up. Here we go.
See what they've done here.
Dun, here we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
What a tune.
It's the Fact Factor.
7:37 on Secret Head of Steam Friday. Yeah, it's time for the Fact Factor. Here's how the Fact Factor works. I'll come up with a topic, Matt will eat a pie, and then try and deliver facts on that topic. We'll judge whether they're good or bad, work out whether he has the Fact Factor. Here's the topic. In light of a courier dropping off a package with a rifle in it that didn't require a signature to the wrong address, which caused a Christchurch woman to be upset and complain to the media this morning. I want courier facts, please, Matt. Are you ready to play the Fact Factor?
Can I just say one thing to producer Alex? Hey, producer Alex, if you get a chance, can you get me and producer Chris, what was it, with the steak and cheese?
Steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese.
I got the steak and cheese. Oh, they can go to producer Chris first because I'm halfway through this bacon and egg. And then I'll hit this chicken and mushroom. Love a pie.
All right, what is your first courier fact?
You got to know. Thanks, producer Alex. Did you just swear?
Did you swear? No, I didn't.
I apologise for the blue language. That's the thing with the microwave. You've got to let it sit, Jerry. In 1971, FedEx founder Fred Smith didn't have enough money to keep the company afloat, so he took his company's remaining $5,000 to Vegas. The next day, he had turned it into $32,000, which was enough to fuel their planes and stay in business. Today, FedEx is worth over $25 billion.
Oh, you right?
Fact you, Heath. That's fact.
What? I burnt my tongue.
Did you vote me down because you burnt your tongue?
Mm. Yeah. I'm not going to vote you up because I burnt my tongue.
I'm invoking my right to a lifeline. 0800 Hobonacci. One caller decides if that fact was good or bad.
Good morning, Alicia. How are you?
Oh, that's so unfair.
Yeah, that's unfair, isn't it?
Why? What are you talking about, Alicia? I burnt my tongue.
I'm saying it's really unfair that you burnt your tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, thanks, Alicia. Exactly.
What, you're voting that fact down?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
You cannot get a burnt tongue.
I know. What he's tried to do is he's realised that I'm judging the fact factor, and Matt's come in with a dangerously hot pie. He's microwaved it for about... Careful, watch out. It's hot, that pie. He's come in...
Oh! See what I mean?
Woo! That is next level. That's so hot. That's over 100 degrees.
So, you know the simple rule?
What?
You all blow on the pie. Stay for community together.
Yeah, oh, yeah, thanks,
of course,
Alicia.
Of course, thanks.
You're a great New Zealander, Alicia.
Hey, do you know that you've put the hopes and dreams of the Fact Factor Mega Weekly Prize Pack faithful in peril, though?
Alicia has.
Yeah.
Fact you, Heath. That's fact.
What, that got voted down as well.
Hey?
That folk bet... These shows always seem to lose their shape on Friday, don't they?
Nothing to do with the massive bit of steam.
No, that's... So what? I voted that down. Yeah, second fact on couriers.
When Microsoft bought the rights to Charles Aria's Bliss photo, which features green hills and the blue sky that was to be used as the desktop background for Windows XP computers, you know the picture. They wanted the original film. But when the courier company they planned to use learned how valuable it was, they refused to ship it due to their insurance limits. So Microsoft had to buy Aria a plane ticket and he had to personally deliver it to their headquarters himself.
Wait, what was that?
Well, I can't tell you now. I've got a mouthful of pie.
Fact you, Heath. That's fact.
I drifted off. I can't even remember what the fact was about. What's the topic? Post.
I'm invoking my right to a lifeline. 0800 Hobonacci. One caller decides if that fact was good or bad.
Let's go to Bo from Christchurch, who was born in the Chatham Islands. Good morning. Was that a good or a bad fact, Bo?
That was a spectacular fact, Matt.
What a fact! That has the fact factor.
You and Bo have got this thing going on. This has happened before. Bo, you and Matt, there's a collab going on here.
No, I'm from the Pitcairn Islands, not the Chatham Islands. There's nothing going on there.
You pissed around the pit.
Yeah,
Pitcairns.
I was one of the key pisters.
Be hanging out in the pool at the Pitcairns.
Do you know what that means? We're still alive.
Okay, what's your third and final courier fact?
Courier drivers in New York City receive over 7,000 parking tickets per day, contributing $102 million per year to the city's budget. But she don't care.
She said, oh, fact you, Heath. That's fact. I'm invoking my right to a lifeline. 0800 Hobonacci. One caller decides if that fact was good or bad.
That's your third lifeline. This fact.
And I take this to the Verk with Oliver. Is that a good or bad fact? And before you weigh in on this, remember that the hopes and dreams of the Fact Factor Mega Weekly Prize Pack faithful hold in the balance. If you vote it up, you win the prize.
If you vote it down,
I'm just saying.
What's in the prize?
I don't know. Half a pie?
Well, it doesn't sound like a very good pie.
It's a good pie. It's
bloody hot. I tell you, it's too hot. I personally wouldn't want the pie myself, Oliver. It's too hot.
I'm going to have to say that was not a good fact.
Oh. Fact you, Heath. That's fact.
He tells it as he sees it.
What a waste of time. Oliver.
You having another pie?
Yeah. Pie number three for me. This is the middle of the Matt and Jerry podcast, which
no,
means...
It's not actually. It's not the middle.
Well, close enough to the middle.
Yeah, but it's not the actual middle.
Okay. You are a certain ways through the Matt and Jerry podcast. There's still some great stuff to come, so listen to the end. And
the rest of it's not very good either.
Okay. All right.
So waste of time. That's a little bit here.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll just shut up then, shall I? Jesus Christ.
Right, we're going to be running the issue du jour guineas in around about 5 minutes. Should we recap the field, Matt?
Yeah, just 1 second, Jerry. I just got to, I got a bit of a slight issue myself.
What, downstairs?
A bit of an issue du jour guineas downstairs.
Slip that out and then we can...
Okay, all right, we're done. All right.
Okay.
Every Friday we race the biggest issues from the past week. I had 4 pies this morning. From the past week, news against each other. People ring up and choose one of those issues in the form of an imaginary horse. If that horse wins the race, you win the issue du jour prize pack, which features the new Imagine Dragons album, Evolve, which is out today, and an Imagine Dragons t-shirt.
Okay, let's just go over the field. There's two horses left. So 0800 Hodaki, 0800 428 725 if you want to grab one of those. Number one, Pakistani Princess, 915 375. Liam from Dublin has that nag.
That's right. Pakistan was the winners of the Champions Trophy, beating the people they hate most in the world, their neighbours, the Indians.
Still available, number two, Boomer A-hole. Sorry, not Boomer A-hole. Boomer Hole. Paying $7.30 and $2.90.
I reckon we will have a horse called Boomer A-hole at some point now.
Before, haven't we?
After 250 years, the Waterview Tunnel is nearly ready to go, and to celebrate, about 1 million baby boomers waddled through there last weekend.
Heathcliff Walkstable still available too. Number three, paying $6.85 and $2.50.
Bill Cosby walks after a mistrial and his drugging and molesting ladies trial, even though everyone knows he did it.
Number four, Pete Harker, $4.50 and $1.85. Ian from New Zealand's got that.
The Māori All Blacks delivered the greatest ever haka at the Lions in Rotes last weekend, complete with props. Unfortunately, they may have blown their load early because they kind of got smashed.
John from Gore's got Clutha Pooper, number 5, $3.90 and $1.75.
Young Clutha Southland MP Todd Barkley allegedly recorded his angry baby boomer office workers who were slagging him off behind his back, and now his career is over before it's even began.
Number 6, Lordy Lordy Hiv Hiv, $5.20 and $2. Has from Methven, expecting a southeasterly and a bit of snow there over the weekend. He's got that horse.
Pop Princess Lord released her sophomore album to critical acclaim and then made an AIDS joke about Taylor Swift and had to apologise.
Number 7, Spit Hill Swallows, 6.15 and 3.70. Dickie Bird from Hendo.
Yeah, Team New Zealand going very, very, very well, and currently Jimmy's having to swallow it.
Classic naming from ACC and Hodaki Head. Grot Lanes, number 8, Kick Him in the Box, $12.10 and $6.20. Philip from Dunsandel, or Dunsanfil. As we've now named him, has got that horse.
100% correct there, Jerry. Connor Murray, the Lions scrum half, loves a box kick. He loves it.
Let's go to the Hawke's Bay where Matt is on the line. Matt, you're a new caller of the show. Welcome along. Would you like number 2, Boomer Hole, a 7.30 or 2.90, or would you like number 3, Heathcliff Walkstable, 6.85 and 2.50?
Oh, I think I have to go with number 2 there.
Number 2, Boomer Hole. How old are you, Matt?
How old am I?
Yeah.
28.
28, so you're definitely not a baby boomer. Good to know. That horse is yours.
Yeah, you pretty much had me at booming a-hole, so...
Yeah.
You are, okay.
Boomer a-hole. Yeah, as soon as I heard that, that was me.
Thanks for listening, Ma, and thanks for your call.
I reckon I'm going to have a bit of a booming a-hole later on after these 3 pies.
Sounds like you've already got a booming a-hole. Here's Chockey from Wellington, also a new caller. Welcome, Chockey.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good. So good. Better since you rang in, Chockey. Now, you've only got one choice, and that's Heathcliff Walkstable, $6.85 and $2.50.
Sounds good, boys. Sounds good. No worries at all.
That's yours, Chockey.
You have a good weekend, Chockey. Looking forward to the rugby?
Oh, mate, always looking forward to a good game of code and a few beers with the boys, you know?
Are you going to the game in Wellington?
Certainly am, mate. Yep. There with bells on, boys.
Chockey, last time the Lions played in 2005, I went to a couple of the games. I went to one in Auckland, I went one in Wellington, and the one in Wellington, the next level atmosphere, man, at the stadium there. Boy, it was good.
Yeah, I tell you what, mate, it's probably one of the best around, to be fair. Been to a few and really enjoy going to the old Caketon. It's good value.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells, the Hauraki Breakfast.
Just waiting for number 7, Spit Hill Swallows, to come into line. Shown some good form, the 3-year-old out of Rusty Rooftop and damp down below. All right, all is in readiness now. We're set.
And racing this time in the weekly issue du jour guineas. Clutha Pooper started well, as did number 8, Kick Him in the Box. Pakistani Princess got a bit of a jump on the field. Meanwhile, Heathcliff Walks to Ball was slow out of the gates. Number 4, Peak Harker, and number 6, Lordy Lordy, Hiv Hiv, were out reasonably well. And last early doors was Spit Hill Swallows and Boomer Hole. 190 gone now, and the field settles as they head down the back straight. Out in front early here at Tarapa is Pakistani Princess. On her shoulder is number 8, Kick Him in the Box. Quarter of a length separates the leaders, and number 4, Peak Hucker. On the rail, half a length back is Clutha Pooper. On the outside now is Heathcliff Walkstable. Next is Lordy Lordy, Hiv Hiv, who fell quickly off the pace. Then comes Boomer Hole, 4 lengths back from the leaders, and bringing up the tail is Spit Hill Swallows. Galloping around the turn, 5.50 to go. The field spreads here at Tarapa. Pakistani Princess still out in front. Next is number 8, Kick Him in the Box. Half a length back from Pakistani Princess. Then comes Clutha Pooper. With her is Peak Harker, starting to move up on the field. Also making a move on the outside now is number 3, Heathcliff Walkstable. On her shoulder, picking up the pace is Boomer Hole. Next back, 4 lengths from the leaders, making up some ground is Spit Hill Swallows. And last now is number 6, Lordy Lordy, Hiv Hiv. 300 to go now as they gallop into the home straight. Coming home strongly on the outside is Peak Harker. Kick Him in the Box, still well in contention. On the inside now is Pakistani Princess, dropping off the pace. On the outside is Heathcliff Walkstable. Here comes Clutha Pooper, coming home very strongly. Hard on the whip still though is Pakistani Princess. Clutha Pooper going hard towards the finish. Neck and neck, Pakistani Princess and Clutha Pooper. She's pulling away now as Clutha Pooper, and she'll win the issue du jour guineas. Will Clutha Pooper. Second was Pakistani Princess. Then there was a length and a half to Heathcliff Walkstable. Just out of the money was Kick Him in the Box. Then came Peak Harker. Next was Boomer Hole. Then came number 6, Lordy Lordy Hiv Hiv. And last, by some distance in the end, was number 7, Spit Hill Swallows.
Well, thank God that number 8, Kick Him in the Box, didn't win at $12.10 and $6.20. Clutha Pooper, number 5, pays, she was the favourite actually, paying $1.75 for the win. John from Gore, congratulations.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells, the Hodaki Breakfast.
And in other news, Jeremy Wells has been fined $7 million for an overdue library book. The letter from Auckland Library said if he didn't pay up within a fortnight, the bill would be referred to a debt collection agency. Jerry, can you tell us more?
Well, it's actually more than $7 million, to be fairish. It was actually $7,100,104.20.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Do you recall what the book was?
Yes, it was Tani Wharua. Actually, from the kids section. Of
and how overdue is it?
Oh, I think like a month or two.
Man, really up their fines, haven't they?
Yeah. I got the fine in the mail yesterday, and I was quite shocked actually. Initially, I was like, I looked at the number and I was like, is that 70? At first, I was like, is that $71? I thought, oh, that's quite a lot. I was like, no. Is it 700? No, it's 7,000. No, that's 7,100,000. And so I called them up and said, I sort of drew it out actually. and until they got to the point where I said, just inquiring about this fine. And they looked at it and they're like, so how much have you got the fine as? And I was like, 7,100,000. And they're like, does seem like a large fine. It's like, what am I buying Auckland Central Library here? What have I done?
Better be a bloody good book for that.
Apparently they've only got 3 million books or something in the whole library.
Right.
So it would mean that I would have had to have basically got out most of the library and then not returned it.
So you have to pay it, or are they going to let you off?
No, they're surprisingly they let me off. But I've got to pay $20 unless I can find Tani Wharua, which is the book that we've got out, which I've actually found. So that's okay.
Well, that was happening to you. Me and Ash Thomas were speeding down the motorway at 120 kilometres an hour in a taxi in the wet.
Well, I saw Ash.
Terrified for our lives.
Terrified for your lives, because Grot Lane was clapping up a storm to Darude.
Yeah, he got his clap on last night to Darude in that taxi.
It's not safe.
No.
Heading out to the Liberty Brewery,
You should not be clapping that loudly.
Do not enjoy a song that much.
No, I know. It's quite freaky.
He ruined Bohemian Rhapsody as well.
He gets a look in his eye, which is just terrifying.
Yeah. You know, great New Zealander though, Grot Lane.
Great New Zealander.
Thanks for sitting through another Matt and Jerry show on Radio Hodaki.
This podcast was brought to you by our bloody great mates at MyRepublic, the internet service provider that knows no limits. And when you sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast, you will get 1 month free on top of what's already a bloody great deal.
MyRepublic. Like us at times, they know no limits.